Father, we've been traveling for such a long time now. When are we going to be home?
Soon, Chaim. We'll be there soon. But there's still time left to continue our learning. We were discussing the laws of Passover.
Please, Father, would you mind if we learn something else?
Oh, not that again. There are scholars twice your age who aren't ready to study the secret teachings of the Torah.
But I'm your son, and you saw it happen. You were there when the golem was made.
Oh, hold your chupfen! My cats, the horses need a rest.
Very good, Zalman. Zalman, my son and I will stroll ahead. Walk the horses a bit before feeding them.
Yes, Rebbe.
Father.
I know, Chaim. I'm thinking about it. Before you can learn about the golem, I must first tell you about the man who made the golem, my saintly teacher and father-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda Lowe, your grandfather.
The Maharal.
Yes. Let's go back to the first night of Passover in the city of Worms, Germany. The year was 1513. This was the home of Reb Bezalel, a righteous and learned leader of the Jewish community, and his wife, who was in her seventh month of pregnancy. As Reb Bezalel was conducting his Passover Seder, outside, in the dark street, two sinister figures crept towards the house. Two men determined to destroy this family and all the Jews of Worms.
There's his house now.
There's so much light coming from it. Are you sure we can do this without being seen?
Everyone's busy with their celebrations. No one will notice a thing. Just open the window to the cellar.
All right.
Now take the child's body out of the sack and lower it through the window.
This'll fix them Jews.
Wait a second, you fool. You forgot to cut the kid's throat. It's got to look like they killed him for his blood, for making their matzos.
It's no problem. I'll just take my knife and...
Oh! What's that? Oh! They must have spotted us. Stuff the child back in the sack. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Hurry!
I'm hurrying.
They're right behind us.
Cut around the corner. We'll lose them.
Hey! Now, where are you characters running in such a rush?
Well, officer, we're...
What's in that sack? Stolen goods, I'll wager.
You need any help, officer?
What's going on here?
Everybody keep an eye on these two while I check out what they've got in this sack.
You don't understand.
I think I understand all too well. Oh, my God. It's a dead child.
And so the blood libel attempt was foiled. The men were sent to prison.
What happened to the people from Reb Bezalel's house who were chasing them in the first place?
They weren't chasing them. At that very moment, Reb Bezalel's wife had gone into labor. They were running for the midwife. Before the night was over, the Maharal was born. Even before he came into this world, he had saved the Jewish people from the horrors of a blood libel.